Good morning, this is Eric Knopf with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast issued on Friday, March 29th at 6:45 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Stronghold Fabrication in Gallatin County Search and Rescue. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Since yesterday morning, the mountains around Bozeman and Big Sky picked up 3 to 5 inches of new snow. The mountains near West Yellowstone and Cook City squeezed out 1 to 2 inches. At 5 a.m., snow is diminishing and temps are in the upper teens to low 20s. Winds are blowing 5 to 15 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. Today's skies will be mostly cloudy during the morning hours, with snow flurries possible. Skies begin to clear by early afternoon and temps warm into the upper 20s to low 30s. Winds remain light to moderate out of the west-southwest. High pressure is in the forecast and tomorrow looks to be a nice sunny day. Well, the recent storm was a bit of a letdown, but it did drop enough snow to bump up the avalanche danger for the northern Madison Range, the northern Gallatin Range, and the Bridger Range. Today, instabilities will be confined to the new snow. Dry, loose avalanches will move easily on the frozen, old snow surface. These won't pack a Mike Tyson type of punch, but they could be problematic if they catch you off guard. Wind slabs won't be widespread, but may be encountered below ridge lines, loaded by westerly winds. Watch for and avoid all steep slopes that appear to be recently wind-loaded, especially those in higher consequence terrain. If the sun pokes out this afternoon, wet loose avalanches will be possible. These will be confined to steep slopes facing south through west. Roller balls and small point releases are clues the surface snow is heating up and becoming unstable. Avoid steep, sun-exposed slopes if these signs are present. I don't expect wet loose avalanches to be a major concern today. Outside of new snow instabilities, the snowpack is generally stable. Today, for the northern Madison Range, the northern Gallatin Range, and the Bridger Range, human-triggered avalanches are possible, and the avalanche danger is rated moderate. Well, big hype is the best way to kill a storm. The mountains near West Yellowstone and Cook City picked up the low end with only 1 to 2 inches of new snow. This dust on crust will do little to heighten the avalanche danger. A skier or rider might find an isolated wind slab below an upper elevation ridge line, but these will be small and relatively harmless. Yesterday, Alex was in Cook City and found the new snow to be his primary concern. Aside from isolated new snow instabilities, the snowpack is generally stable. On all but high north-facing slopes, a thick crust exists beneath the skiff of new snow. This crust will stay intact today, producing stable but teeth-rattling conditions. Select areas on upper elevation north-facing slopes will provide decent and skiing riding conditions on dry snow. So today, for the mountains near Cook City, the southern Madison Range, the southern Gallatin Range, and the Lionhead area, natural and human-triggered avalanches are unlikely, and the avalanche danger is rated low. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations, please drop us a line at mtavalanche@gmail.com or give us a call at 587-6984. Have a great Friday.